Meister. Rav Acha, Rav Yeshia, Havalei Ispika, Dekaspa, Benarga. He had some type of a silver keli in the Harda. Amalul Rav Dustoi, Rav Yanai, Rav Yasi, Rav Kiper. He told two people. It's the first lesson of the Gemara. If you want someone to pick something up, just send one person. Send two, okay? And complications. Bahadi Dasisu, on your way back, I siwa neheli. Return it to me. Also, Yahave Nehele. It went. They got it. Amriluhu nipnu minaychi. Amriluhu loy. So they said, be makabel responsibility. So they were not willing to. Amriluhu ahadre nehela. Then give it back. So Dustai Rabbi Yanai amriluhu in. He was willing to return it. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Kifer amriluhu loy. Which Lachayr is correct. That you're not supposed to return it like that. Have a kumitzar olay. They were making trouble. Amalei chazi mar hechi kovit. You see what's happening here? That he's not returning it. Amalehu tav ramulei. So he said, tav ramulei. Good, hit him. He deserves it, and maybe he'll give it back. Kiosel lekabei. Amalei chazi mar lemistaya deleisayan. So Rabbi Yaisi complained to Rabbi Dustai, it's not enough that you didn't help me. Ella amaluhu nami tavra amalei. You told them that they're right for hitting me. Amalei, am I to have it hachi? Why did you do it? Amalei, oisam b'nei adam henama v'kayvanama, which is an expression that they're frightening people. Umedabrim mechitziyayam v'shmeiseyam uvuhalim. And there are people that are tough people, they speak tough, and they speak from their belly. And even their names are frightening. Erda va'arta upili peresh. What's exactly frightening about this? I have no idea. Oimrin kefusu kaisim. They say, tie us up, we get tied up. Oimrin haraygu hargit. He will hargu us to stay. Minasin liyane haba bar kamaisi. Also an interesting expression. But this guy said, I want to die, because if I die, my father will never have as good a son as me. Amalei, b'nei adam halalu, kreivu l'malchus, hey. Are they kreivu l'malchus, amalei, hey? Yesh lev susim, uparadim, sheratim, achareyam. I guess that was a simon of a certain level of tough, or elevated people, amalei, hey? Amalei, hachi shaper avadim. If so, you are right. Obviously, it can't be talking that it was Sakonis Nefashis. If it was Sakonis Nefashis, there would have been no Shiloh what to do. But they were minus them. They caused them trouble. They hit them. They had clashes over them. So this is the story here in the Gemara. The significant Yaitzeh from this Sukhya is the following issue. The issue of what happens afterwards if you gave it back? Are you responsible or aren't you responsible? Bistoi gave it back, Shalai Kedin. What is the Pel Yaitzeh from the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't really say. What comes out Lamaisa, somebody returns something, Shalai Kedin. So again, a person, I still would like to find Klorip Pesach Halacha to see the Pratim, but let's say someone's going to Eretz Yisrael, and someone gives you an envelope, he says, I owe some more money, here's an envelope full of money. So he takes the envelope full of money, and the person says, give it back afterwards. Now, Hapi Halacha, you're not supposed to give it back, because once you got it, assuming it's a payment for a Havah, so the kuliyama, you're not supposed to give it back to him. You tell him it's tough. That's the halacha. The halacha is halach kaschi. And I assume in English halach is kaschi also. If you say, priest, take it to Yisrael for me, or bring it to Yisrael for me, that's halach. So you're not supposed to give it back. What happens if you do give it back? What happens? I think most people instinctively would give it back. So you have here three people. A loiva, who's in America. A malva, in our example, is Eretz Yisrael. And you, the shliach. The person is in between. So the loiva gives the shliach the money. He says, pay the malva back. And the shliach is not supposed to return it. He didn't know the din, so he returned it. Now, is he responsible or not? So in Shulchan Aruch it says, what should be the din? Pashtus. That's not Pasha. Pasha should be responsible. When he got the money, it became the Malva's money. He was zecher for the Malva. So what he just did is he took the Malva's money and gave it away without permission. He knows that the Malva is willing to try to lend him now. Host says, because he lent someone money a year ago, doesn't mean he can lend him again.
Well, it's not
a
new loan, this is the old loan.
Is it the old loan when he gives it back? I don't think so. The old loan is over, Pashtus. Now, it doesn't mean the loiv is not responsible. The loiv is still responsible to pay. If the loiv ends up paying, then the middle person is off the hook. In Shulchan Aruch, it says the following. This is Simon Kufchav Hei, Sif Aleph, which you should learn. It's these demon. It says that if the shliach returned it to the loiva, he became poor. The loiva became poor and he was unable to make payments. Then the shliach is responsible. So the smar is medayik. It only says heni ha'ani. If the loiva became an ani afterwards, it couldn't pay. Let's say the loiva just dam refused to pay. But the shliach is not responsible. He's only responsible if the loiva became poor. So the shach is matriya. The shach says, I don't know what he's talking about. The shach says, I don't understand what the smart talking about. What's the difference why the loiva didn't pay? Nafkamina, heni or kafar or what? So the shach says it doesn't matter what happened. No matter what happened, the shliach is responsible. The malva didn't end up getting paid. If he returned the money to the loiva and the malva didn't get paid, he's responsible. Finished. There's no what? So why does the Shulchan Aruch say handy?
Right,
the shach says orcha demil sadaka. Maybe just it's an example we came for. Yeah, why do you need an example? You're right. And the Taz says that the Taz agrees with the Shach that Lamaisa, if you return it, you return to Shalik and then you're responsible. So the Taz seems to say, the way I understand the Taz, that the Taz says if you return it, you're responsible, unless you return it Peteris Pekadim. You say, I'll give you the money back, but you're not spend it. You tell the life. I give it to you back. You want to get it a different way, get it a different way. But I'm giving you as a pekad. You're not spend it. The Taz, that's what I think the Taz is saying, that if that's coming to exclude that case. In that case, you're not responsible. The Vaita, I don't understand. My nefgamina. Any way you gave it back, l'chayra, it should be a problem. Which is the Shach. The Shach says, if you gave it back, it's a problem. The Shach says, look, when you took the envelope of money, you were zeicha for the malva, the loan is dead. You've not been doing. What you did now, just took his thing and gave it away. So you took his thing and gave it away. You're responsible for it.
Malva authorized?
Then the problem is the malva did not authorize. That's the whole problem. Malva didn't even know anything. He's an extra. He didn't even know. Somebody comes to me, gives me an envelope. He says, listen, I owe him money. Take it from me. So he gives it to me to take. At that moment, I'm zeicha for the malva. The malva doesn't know it. But it's his. I'm now zeichin l'adam shloi b'fanim. I was zeichin the money for him. It's his money in Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't know, but it's his money. If now I turn around and I give it back, I'm taking his money and giving it away. Giving back is a chay.
Yeah.
So that's why he's responsible. That's why the shliach is responsible if he gives it back. Right. The whole. When he gives it back to Al-Shlich, it's his father. But he was already Zeicha before. But he was already Zeicha was done.
Mom would know this is going to happen, so he said, I don't need you, so make me in trouble.
And the rabbi, the Malva says, what you did via Taiva, I'm very happy with. Zeicha for me. And I'm Zeicha, it's mine. When you gave it away, then you had no right to give it away. Then you're responsible. That's what he would say. You're responsible for having given it back. The Taz is very short. It's hard to know what he means. And the Sidus explains the Taz that that's what he means. That if the middle person gave it back to the Loiva and he told him, listen, don't spend it. It's like a joke. I mean, why does he want it back? He's saying, don't spend it. But he said, don't spend it. I'm going to use it for cutting. Hold on to it.
No, why?
Okay. So that's what he's saying. If you give it back to Taz Pekadin, then it's different. Now, why should it be different? I don't understand. The same Shach Kasha, he has on the smart, seems to be shrined to Taz. And the Shach says, Lamaisa, that if you give it back, you're responsible. Finished. So that makes it very, it's very Mechudish, I don't know. I don't know. I like to collect surprising Chashim Mishpatinim that surprise people, because a lot of people learned, guys over the years in Yeshiva learned the Sugi of Ten Kasi, even if they don't remember, even which parak or which Masechta, but you tell them Ten Kasi, they know. And when you start talking Halach Lamaisa, their eyes light up, Like if you tell somebody, I've told many times people that if you dig a hole in the Ocean Parkway, you dig a big hole in the Ocean Parkway without permission, and then a car comes by and crashes and falls in your pond. So most people say, what are you talking about? They tell them a bar, it's Hamar V'lei Kalim, a bar is Pater and Kalim. And everybody's first instinct is, it doesn't mean that case. But what happened when they learned Gemara? They weren't thinking. They're thinking about donkeys, which they never saw, and they're not thinking. It means that. When the Gemara says, Hamar V'lei Kalim, it means that if you dig a hole in the middle of Ocean Parkway, and somebody drives a car and he plows it right into the hole, a big hole, and you mess up his car, so he comes to you, you tell him, I dug the hole, I'm Pater. Yeah, Dr. Bills, Chayiv on Dr. Bills, but on the car, I'm Pater. When you learn Gemara, if it's talking to you, Lamaisa, then it has a different picture. And Tenkeshi, we're talking Lamaisa, Tenkeshi, and if you take it and you give it back, Now I give it back, which I think is a surprise to people. But if you give it back, you're chayiv b'achriyusa. If you give it back, then you're responsible.
When did the lawyer say that's when giving it back?
He's giving it back when he says.
When he's asking for the making of united, he's going to make a change. At that point, would that happen? Has it finally given to him?
But it was after it was given. It was after it was given.
So the next day, what?
Yeah. So if they're even a minute later, as long as he was like. Yeah, then he's then not going to be on capital, nothing now. Well, he's not responsible unless he's Makabal Achrayis.
So how can he be Makabal
Achrayis? Oh, because he could be Pashtus, he could be Machayiv himself. Maybe he could be Achrayis of a king. So there, if not, he could be Machayiv himself by holding it. The question of what Kenyan, the Pashas HaGemara is that would have been, so you could be Machayiv.
It's not like the
leg
was giving it,
it's
not you can give it back,
you're right. Although I think there is a discussion about whether a person who just created a Skype is just making a Sudder. So, maybe it's different when you give somebody something to hold.
We
pass on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That means
that the
Malvus,
the
loan
is responsible. Not the
Shvira. That's right. No, it's clear. The loan is responsible to make sure the loan is paid. And the loan is still responsible. Even when the Shvira gives it back to the loan is still responsible to pay it back. But if the loan doesn't pay, then the Shliach is now Chayim because he had no right to give it back.
If he has money.
He has money and he refuses to pay. If he pays, you can't collect from two people.
Why does responsibility go on somebody else? So one part is responsible.
If I take your money and I give it to someone else as a loan, and you come and say, what'd you do? So what do I tell you? You're right. Either you can collect from me or collect from him. You can't collect from both of us. So either go to him and he'll pay you back. Or if he doesn't pay you back, I'll pay you back. That's exactly what the Shach is saying. Take him to the Torah and...
What does that have to do with
the Shia? Not always, I don't know if you're aware of this, not always when you take people to the Torah you end up collecting, even if you're right.
Yeah,
Sometimes they refuse to pay, they refuse to come.
Now you can take someone else's entire because he doesn't want
to. That's right, the shliach was the mazik. He had no right to give it away. If I take your money and I give it to someone else's alone, so you can take him to the entire. If he's not paying, so you take me to the entire, of course. What's the shayma? I took your money without your permission and I lend it to somebody. Of course I'm responsible. I can't explain why, but that's my understanding of the Taz. That's why I think the Taz.
Well,
maybe that's what he means. But then why don't you say that I'm willing to give him a new loan? I don't know if you can do an dinar, because he lent once, that'll lend again. Maybe that's chapter Taz. The Shaila that the Shulchan Aruch is done on is what happens, the same case. Okay? In the airport, and someone gives you an envelope, he says, bring this money I owe somebody in Israel, and you take it from him. Then he says, give it back. And you say, no, I just learned to sugif tenkasfi this morning, and I can't give it back to you. So he says, listen, you're not going to give it back to me, I'm taking it to court. I'm going to take it to court. I'll make trouble for you. What to do in such a case? So that's the case of Rav Dostoy. The case of Rav Dostoy is, they said, if you don't give it back, I'm going to make trouble. I'll get you whatever the tzaras are. It doesn't have to be sakaris mafashis. The secretary is going to make trouble for me. So the Mechaber says that if he's going to make trouble for you, the Gemara is saying that the etzem, you're allowed to give it back. And you're not responsible afterwards. The Gemara is not just saying that it's smart to give it back because otherwise he'll beat you up. Gemara is saying that it's mutter to give it back. And if he's going to make tzaras for you, you're allowed to give it back. And not only are you allowed to give it back, but you're potter on anything that happens afterwards. And that's the lesson of the story of Rav Dostoy, that you're allowed to give it back.
So first of all, he claimed that he thought that
this time there has to be a threat of tzaras. There has to be something. You can't say he's mad at me if he didn't threaten anything. What? Adarabba. What's the hesber? It would make a lot of sense. It should be Shimer, any Shimer, who's watching someone else's thing, who's an Ainus, he's Potter. A Shimer is Potter on Ainusim. One second, the Shlomi said it's an Ainus. He's asking me, why is it then every other Ainus? I'm answering. You're saying it's not an Ainus, why?
It's not an
Ainus. Okay, I hear. Alright, what you're talking about, the truth is Vaita Shach. But let's go beside it. Shulchan Aruch says that if the guy's going to make trouble for you, and we're not talking about Sakana Stafashis, he doesn't say a word about Sakana, he says Ma'anis, if he's Ma'anis you, if you give it back, you give it back, you're off the hook, you're potter, whatever happens later. The Rav. What? Who's going to sign it? He's going to sign it. But the Malv is the one who's losing. Right? The Malv is losing. But since I'm a Shimer, I'm a Pot. That's what says the Shulchan. The Ramah, right after that Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings a Hagar Sashri. And if you turn to the Hagar Sashri, we'll learn it inside. The riddle of the day is how to see that this Hagar Sashri is not a stira to the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Ramah, it's pretty clear, does not mean to be arguing with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you give it back, ba'aynis, you're potter, you're off the hook. Like the Shach says, the shaymer shenanas, you're off the hook. Then the Ramah says, but, and he brings another story. Now sometimes when the Ramah says things, even if it doesn't sound like he's arguing, there are times he means to argue. But the Seder of the Ramah here makes it pretty clear that he doesn't mean to argue, he means to say a separate din. So the Ramah here brings a Meiser, and it sounds like exactly the same. And what the Mefarshim do is try to figure out what's the difference in this case and the case of the Shulchan Aruch. So let's see the Hagar Sashri. It's page 188, so it's at the Dalam Adai. It's the last full page of Perek Rishon. And the Kos Hashvi is in the Rosh. It's on the page of the Rosh, in the first column. It brings a Meiser. Meiser was Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbonim Meirig Nishperg. It's the second. If you have English numbers, it's 180 English. I'm not in English. What? Yud Aleph in the new ones. Okay, sorry. It's the last full page of Rush, and it's next to the last Agos Hashri. It's not the gigantic one, but it's the one before it. Peshav Rabbeinu Tam Rabbanim Meirig Nishperg. Advar Levi Shehiv Gidmana Eitzel Shimon. The story starts off the same story. Just can't get the name straight. Levi gave Shimon a pekadon. Shaloi Be'edin. The Ruvein Bikish Malevi. Now, there are two things that happen. Levi gave Shimon a pekadon without Eidim. That happened before this whole story. So Levi gave Shimon something to, he lent him something. He lent him his car. Or he lent him his, whatever it was. Then, Ruvein Bikish Malevi Lekabalai Mona Mishimon Shinneschayev Lai Shimon. Then our Gemara happened. Okay, so Ruvein is the Malva. Shimon is a Leiva. Levi is the middleman. Levi is the fellow in the airport. So Levi is going to get the $100 from Shimon. The Kibbe Levi, and of course Levi took the $100 from Shimon. Okay, now bear in mind, Shimon owes money to Ruvein. But he also has a pekudin of Levi. Okay, he owes money to Ruvein, he has a pekudin of Levi, got it clear? So Levi comes, he says, the pekudin you have is not Tiveya. Comes, he says, Ruvein asked me to get the $100, he gives him the $100, the kibbe Levi. Achakach, bosh Shimon lelevi, v'tobi lahach zolai ha'amana, shenos alai, v'tzarech Ruvein. He says, give it back. Agamar, kibitos parai, it was a mistake, I don't want to give it to you. Now he threatens him. Now you all know, the lady's not supposed to give back the money. Right? The lady's not supposed to give back the money. So, like in the story of Reb Dustai, now the lady threatens him. Watch this threat. If Lai Azar, if you don't give me the money back, Ya'akid Shimon Mona Shehifkid Lai, Levi, Shalai Beid. If now, if you don't return it to me, the pekun you gave me, I'm going to keep the pekun. So you better give me back the money. And he gave it back. And now the rest of the story is that Ruvein Teveya Malevi Manashazach Alei. Ruvein says, what do you mean? It's a Gemara that Ten Kishi, Ohailach Kishi, and you are Zeicha for me, I want $100 back. Levi Tayin, Loizachisilach Amanos Lahavsin Pikdaini Shaviyat Shimon. I never meant to do you a Teva at my own expense. What's the din? You have the case? It's almost the same case as Reb Dustai, except the particulars are different. The middleman took the money from the Leiva. The Leiva said, give it back. He wasn't going to give it back. He threatened him. The only difference here is the threat. His threat was, if you don't give me back the money, I'm going to keep the $100 you gave me as a pekadon. And you have no witnesses, you're going to lose it. Well, Leiva heard that, he gave it back. So now he's Teveya him. So based on what we know, here is minus him, I'll keep your pekadon. And then he returned it, and then he says, Dr. Venatam, or Mordechai, whoever, all these, whatever the Rishayim are that the Ramah brings, maybe the middleman is Chayiv. What's the difference between the two cases? That's the question. It sounds like Kamat identical cases. What's the difference between the two cases? Any suggestions?
One is normal.
What?
One is withholding, one is opposing.
One is withholding. The threat is different. Like one threat. Now, why? Okay, you have to remember one cloud. When you think of a difference, you have to explain why it makes a difference. I mean, you could have told me here the middleman was Levi, the middleman was Shimon.
Because like, it's not stopping him from giving it back. In the case of the Gemara, you give it back and they're going to kick you off. It's something that's stopping me.
If you give it back, I'll make you lose $100. What?
Levi still has a say on Shimon's pekadon. Shimon can say all he wants, I'm not going to give it back. Levi can always take Shimon's pekadon.
Yeah, but he has no Eidim. He knows that's the whole case. He has no, that was the case. He knows there's no Eidim. Levi, Dover, Mon, Eitzel, Shimon, Shalai, Eidim.
Now, like, it's not crazy. You made a mistake. Somebody can kill him, doesn't make it
your
nice. He's still owed money.
If I have $100, he says, listen, if you don't do it, I'm going to I'm going to steal this $100 item of yours. So that's not my innocent. Huh? There has to be a logical difference.
I'm watching this because it's somebody. And the robber is somebody. If you don't do that, I'm going to break your window. You're right.
But it's a very good, what you're saying is very good. Okay. Okay, there are two mahalchim. Again, there's a sma and a shach. And again, the sma is very bekitzer, and the shach explains himself, so the shach will be more mustaver to us. But first, let me say the sma. The sma says a different difference between Reb Dostoy and this Rosh, this Hagos Hashri. The sma says that our Gemara is talking, well, he didn't make him a shliach. He didn't make him a shliach to get the $100. He just went on his own. The Leiva went and he said, here's money to give the Malva. It was B'Teres Zachem L'Adam Shleiva Fund. Alright, B'Teres Zachia. Zachia is a different story. If you're Nenas, you're allowed to give it back. Zachia is not as strong as being a Shliach. If you're Mamish, the case of Shulchan was Zachia. The Machabah's case was Zachia. He came over to him, he said, here's an envelope, you're traveling, bring it to him. They said, give it back. It was Zachem L'Adam Shleiva Fund. So when it's B'Teres Zachia, you can give it back if you're Nenas. Shlichus is stronger. When you're a shliach mamish and you get the person's money, a shliach. A shliach, even if you're nanas, you're responsible if you give it back. The shach is not happy with this because the shach says, what's the difference? In Lomdis, the Zachia is the same as shlichus. Zachalad is like a father. So the shach, the sma is missing explanation. He says a difference. Which, I hate to say it, like Balabatish, it makes a lot of sense. You know, if you may be a Shliach Mamish, that's more than Tzchia. But technically, it doesn't make sense. Technically, Tzchia and Shliach have the Shach Taina. It's the same. So Mustam is a Lomdish way to explain the Sma. The Sma wrote very big kids around Chayshir Mishpat. That's why we seem to always pass by the Shach against the Sma. The Shach wrote these gigantic Shachs that he explained himself, and the Sma doesn't explain. So the Shach disagrees with the Sma, but the Shach says something that it's like Meirei Nai, and it gives you not just the terrors of this difference, it gives you Klolim, it makes the whole thing very clear to you. The Yusayid of the Shach is that there are two Sugyas. There's one Sugya of Shomer Shenanas. If I'm a Shomer, I'm watching someone's thing, and someone is Ma'anis me. Someone beats me up, Chalila, and he says, I'm taking it away from you. Well, give it to me, I'll hit you. So, Shemesh Shenen as Potter, we all know, Shemechina. Even a Shemesh Safar is Potter and Einzim. Shemesh is Potter and Einzim. If you're in the airport and someone asks you to bring something, you're a Shemesh, that's all you are. Shemesh is Potter and Einzim. There's a second sugya, Bava Kama Daf Samach. That's the sugya of Matzil Atzmai B'Momin Chaveri. Matzil Atzmai B'Momin Chaveri. I'm going to save myself by causing someone else the loss. Matzil Atzmai B'Momin Chaveri. The Gemara's example is a case from Navi. David HaMelech was doing battle with the Plishtim. The Plishtim hid in a silo of wheat that belonged to a Yid. And David wanted to burn down the whole silo. What does he have to go in and fight with them? Just burn down the whole building with them inside. Either they'll come out and he'll get them, or they'll stay in and they'll be killed. So David sent a message to Sanhedrin, what's it in? The three Lashanis in the Gemara, but one Lashan is, he asked them, do I have to pay? I'm going to burn down the silo. Do I have to pay when I burn down the silo or not? They answered him. Matzal Atzmai B'Momach HaVeirai. If you want to save yourself with someone else's money, you're allowed to do it, but you have to pay. Gemara ends off a lot. Melech atah, melech pirates gather. Melech is a different story. But the psak in the Gemara is that if you save yourself with someone else's money, you're chayiv to pay. You're obligated to pay. The Gemara says if you're running away, someone's right if a near death. The near death when he's running away breaks kalim on the way. So the pashtus is that he's chayiv, that he has to pay. Not till after the moment chaveira, you're chayiv. So that's the shach. These are two sugis. One sugi is a shemesh and anas is potter. One sugya is a sugya matzla atzmai b'mama chadeira yechayv. He says, when someone specifies, he beats someone up, and he specifies, I'm going to hit you until you give me that thing. That's called being ma'anifin for that thing. So, Kishak, let's say someone's beating up a different person. The person volunteers, he says, listen, if you stop hitting me, I'll give you Reuven's pekat. He says, then you chayef to pay. That's masal asmi b'mama chabeira. Then you chayef to pay. He wasn't beating up the shomer in order to get that thing. He was stop beating him up. He said, you know what? I'll give you this thing if you stop hitting me. That's masal asmi b'mama chabeira. You're allowed to do it, but you chayef to pay. So it depends which category is it. Is it masal asmi b'mama chabeira, then you're chayef? If it's shemesh and nanas means, he said specifically, I want that. Shemesh and nanas, that's a different story. Shemesh and nanas is part. In which case? Not for us, we're mama chavei, right? Why shouldn't I be chayv to pay? What's that to do with it? So the halacha is, if you steal ba'inis, you have to pay. A shemesh and nanas is part. If you steal ba'inis, you're allowed to steal, but you're someone points a gun at someone and he says, break the Pliny's window. So you break the Pliny's window, but pashtus you have to pay. As there are other fish buyers to pay. The case of the Gaz Hashri, he already gave the person the pekat. This person already had the pekat. This Shimon, this bad guy. He already had the pekat. He was now coming to be matzal atzmai. His pekat was gone. I mean, the person had it. The person could deny he ever gave it to him, even without threatening, even without any halvah, even without anything. His money is already beyond someone else. So to Shach, in the Agos Hashri's case, the Chiddush is that even though this Shimon, this Leiva, said, I want those $100, he has specifically, give me back those $100. Nevertheless, this is matzal atzmai b'mama chaveira, because he wasn't coming and saying, if you don't give it to me, I'll go break your window. He's saying, if you don't give it to me, I won't return what I already have. I already have your money. Your money is already forgotten by me. I have it. You're stuck. Now, if you don't return it, I'm going to deny it. I'm going to continue to not return. That falls under the category of matzal atzmai b'mama chaveira. Wasn't threatening to do something new to you. He was saying, I just won't return it. And the author said, I won't return it. That's matzal asmei b'mama chaveira. The crucial test of the shach is, which category is it? Is it matzal asmei b'mama chaveira? Or is it shemesh enenas? And it's a very mistavitic difference. And based on that, we come away, not just with knowing the psak in these two cases, but to call him in such a situation. That at least like the shach of the difference between shemesh and nanas and matzah and mamachaber.
Okay, so there's
the shliach, with the something from the shliach,
that's right.
That's right. That's matzah. Well, it depends. If he says, I mean, if he comes to him and he says, I'm going to break your kelim,
break your kelim, then you give me his
disciples. So how do you see that?
Well, that's what you're saying.
Well, what do you think that is? What do you think that should be the thing? Do I understand the shach? You can look at the shach. I understand that shemesh and enas. He came after this specific thing. He threatened to do something to me or to my money. That's shemesh and enas. If either he didn't come after this specific thing, or he didn't threaten to do anything new to me. He didn't threaten to do anything new to me. He just said, I won't return what I already have. In those two cases, that's my philosophy of Mamma Chaber. He wasn't ma'anis me for this. Ma'anis me means he forced me to give it.
He
forced me. He already has something. He said, I'm not going to give it back. Okay, so he's not saying he's going to do anything. He's saying, I'm going to not return something. That is not Mamma Chaber. The shach is, I think, Sifat Yud, on Simon Kuf Tosei, on Sifalis. I think it's a very geshmaka shach. You have to fit it into other cases in shas, which the Nesivus on the bottom talks about. But it's a very geshmaka thing, and I hope this whole thing should illustrate to you the way you should learn the Gemara with Mefarshim. You know, if you want to If you want to have a geschmack when you're learning Gemara on your own, people who learn Gemara on their own very often have a hard time knowing which profession do you look, the Rashba, the Ritzba, the Ramban. How do you choose? How do you choose where to look? Ruba de Ruba, if you're learning Sugi and Gemara, you want to look at the Mepharshim that are the main Nakudas HaGemara, you take out a Shulchan Aruch. If it's a Gemara that has Shulchan Aruch, you take out a Shulchan Aruch. And from the Shulchan Aruch, you get to the Nakudas that this HaGos HaShri, you get to how? Because the Ramah brings it. Obviously, it's a big site of the Sugi. It's something you should train yourselves, because you're going to be stages in your life, you're going to learn Mepharshim on your own. And that the common complaint that people have, I know in the yeshivas where they learn 3-4 bladas man, guys tell me, they go crazy for a seder. They already made a landing, they already looked in the Ritva, the Rashba, the Ramban. What are you doing? So you have to know how to learn a farsha. It's the Shulchan Aruch, what the Shulchan Aruch does for you is it chooses out the main Rishayim. You go to Shia, so your Rebbe chooses out the Rishayim. But if you look at Shulchan Aruch, they pick out the main Rishayim for you, and especially if you have Chashim Mishpat, with the Sivas and Ketzais, it becomes very geschmack. You said you should train yourself to do. I have to push it a little more. I don't know if I push it enough. But let's start the next Gemara, because it's already Tu Bishvat, and we're not going to finish the parak today. I have an excuse, because there's no snow today. And we have to finish tomorrow. So. Hi, Lachmana. Let's learn the Machlaikis here. Hi, Lachmana, Laplaini. V'halach u'bikshu v'loy matzu. Somebody says, bring a mana l'plaini. They went, they didn't find him. Why didn't they find him? For a very good reason, because he died. They couldn't find him. What do you do? So here you have the fellow with the envelope. He's going to Eretz Yisrael already. He's in Eretz Yisrael with the envelope, and unfortunately the person he has to give it to is not alive anymore. Now the question is, why are you bringing it? Let's see. Tanichada yachzuru l'mishalayach, etani idach liyarshay mishnishdachulay. Machlaikas. Chayitza machlaikas. One place it says you give it to the mishalayach, you return it to the mishalayach. And the other price it says, what do you mean? You give it to the yarshim of the person. Anybody? And then you return it to the mishalayach. Chayitza, that's the machlaikas. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Reb Abba Bar Mamel the Kuli Abba Hilch Lav Kischi V'Lakasha Haba Bari Haba Shemeira. One is talking by a Bari, one is talking by Shemeira. So again, Hilch Lav Kischi, not like the Gemara in the Yom Rav. Hilch Lav Kischi. Could you hold Hilch Lav Kischi when you get the money in the airport? You can return it to him. Hilch Lav Kischi. You went, the person died. If Hilch Lav Kischi, what should be the din? Which would be the din pashto chaylach lav kischi. Return to mishalayach. What's the case that you don't return it? Mishchim meira. Who was the shchim meira? Who was the shchim meira? The mishalayach. When he said bring it to Pliny, he was a shchim meira. What is the difference if he's a shchim meira or not? I don't know if you're by merit. There's a machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos. Pshat in the Gemara, Tosfos doesn't bring Rashi, and therefore it's easy to miss it. But there's a machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos. Again, bear in mind, you have a shemira. Somebody is dying, and he gives the shliach an envelope full of money. He says, "Bring it to Pliny." In this case, it's different. Why is it different? Rashi says, "Why is it different?" Rashi b'shemira. She calls a man shleicha zabai devar fikzuvim ukenesurim. Calls a man a shemira. When he's still alive, doesn't change his mind. His words are like a kinyan. V'haylech didei zechihu. Those four words. V'haylech didei zechihu. Just think what that means. It means by shchim meira we say haylech kischi. That's what she's saying. Haylech didei zechihu v'yidam liyarshay mishnishtakula. Rashi says that you know why shchim meira is different? Because even though we pass in Hoylech Lav Kischi all the time, by Yishchim Meira we pass in Hoylech Kischi. That's what Rashi says. According to Rashi, what comes out? Yishchim Meira gives the envelope, no, to the Shliach. Shliach takes it, he says Hoylech, he takes it. Then Yishchim Meira says, give it back. Does he have to give it back? No. Even though you pass in Hoylach Lav Kischi, but Shchivera Hoylach Kischi is a crash. His words really count. His words really, they really mean something. So by Shchivera Hoylach Kischi. That's Rashi Shita. So really, the sight of the sugi is not because Dibrei Shemera Kesuvim Umesurim Davi. It's the din of Dibrei Shemera Kesuvim Umesurim Davi show us that Shemera's words are serious. Memela is a Rashi Hayla Keschi. Rashi isn't really saying that. I don't want to get into it now. Rashi appears to be saying he's not going to say. I'll talk to you about it after. The point of Rashi is Hayla Keschi. That Hoylach is Kischi, and therefore, when the Shemira gives, it's a Dundi, period. That's Rashi Shita. Tosfos, in the top Tosfos, says a very Lomdisha concept. Rashi's concept is very simple. It's simple, it's a Chiddush, but it's simple. Hoylach is Lach Kischi, but Pei Shemira, Hoylach is Kischi. From Rashi Shita, the truth is, we have no Chiddush in this Sugya Lahalacha. At least the Rabbah or Bamamu, because we pass in Hailuk Kisri anyway. So Shkimera is if Hailuk Kisri, so finished. According to Rashi, there's no good Chiddush Yaitzim Esugyan except like the Mandiyama Hailuk Lav Kisri. Tosfos here has a different shot in the Gemara. And I just read the Tosfos, you're going to have to chop. It's hard to explain it. Certain things, either you chop or you don't chop. My explaining is not going to do it. Tosfos says a Chiddush, which is like, two opposites, like a Mamana Shaf, that it shouldn't make sense. We'll have to understand why it does make sense. Right, we talked about it when we had Mana Shchim Meira, Kiksum Mesur and Dami. We already spoke about it. If you hold the Shchim Meira, a man's dying, he gives things away. He dies a day later. Right, Shchim Meira is up to 72 hours before death. If he's in a situation where it's clear that he's not going to make it, so that's Shchim Meira. Shchim Meira gives something. He doesn't give. He says something. He says, I want my house to go to Yaakov. The Dibrei Shchid Meira, when does the house go to Yaakov? At what time? He said it on Sunday, he died on Monday. When does it become Yaakov's house? Huh? When does it become Yaakov's house? On Monday. Ba'achamisa. If he recovers, it's not his. If he changes his mind, it's not Yaakov's. It's from the time that the person passes away, then the Dibrei Shchid Rachel. That's what Tosfos says. Now listen carefully. Amari, Afa gav de meis mekabel b'chayei naisim. This man's a Shchid Meira. He says, bring the money to the mekabel. Bring the money to the other person. The other person died first. V'lo kani ela achar misas naisim. I mean, no Shchid Meira is not chal till after the Nisan dies. The Shchid Meira dies. Nevertheless, afilu hachi konu hayarshim. Nevertheless, the yarshim, the das Nisanu. Why did the Nisan have in mind? The kibat sheyeshlei lemakabel b'shas matan mois. Since the makabel is around at the time the money is given, sheyizke hamakabel achar misasai ayhu ayarshav. That'll be Zaycha. That's what he has in mind. So far, Chiddush. So far, doable. Then Shimon has in mind, give it to the nice. And if he's not alive, his Yarshim should get it. When it'll be Chal later. V'afilu loynoldu Yarshim mekabel at achar misas nice kod. Even if the child of the mekabel wasn't even born yet, when the Shchid Meira promised it, not only when the Shchid Meira promised it, when the Shchid Meira died, he wasn't born yet. Kanu de kaina. A filaman yama mizakaloba loikana. The divre shchad meira kshemeis to misurim lo makabel. Mishas the sin of shchid meira oyami rasa. The words of the shchid meira are like the makabel got it. Mishas the sin of shchid meira oyami rasa. The shchid meira on Sunday says, give it to Pliny. Monday he dies. What happens? When does Pliny get it? What does Tosfos hold? First Tosfos said Pliny gets it on Monday. Why does Pliny get it on Monday? You don't get it until the Shchid Meira dies. Then Tosfos says, yeah, but he gets it Mishas Mesinas Shchid Meira Ayamirasi, but he gets it Mishas Amira. That's a contradiction. You can't say he gets it after he dies and he gets it Mishas Amira.
No, he gets it on
from the time either the Shemar gave it or said it. After he dies, he gets it l'mafreya. After he dies, he gets it l'mafreya. Even if he's not ba'ilu. That's the problem. He wasn't ba'ilu. He can't get it l'mafreya. He wasn't ba'ilu at the time he said it. Who's going to receive it? The Makabal was alive. So the Makabal got it, Mishas Amira. And then the Makabal died before the Nisan died. So he got it l'mafreya, even though he never actually had it in his hands. There was never a moment in his life when he had it. He nevertheless gets it l'mafreya. That's what it sounds like. The Makabal gets it l'mafreya, even though he never ever had it. Not shy for him. It's not shy if he could pick it up now and say it's my l'mafreya. Now he's dead, but nevertheless, he gets a lamafre. That's what Taisa seems to be saying. That's not worse than Taisa. But his kavana, I don't have a problem with. His kavana was to give it either to Pliny or his Yarshin. Just technically how it works, that's where Taisa is a little confusing. The Ran is matvi on Taisa. The Ran says he doesn't understand. How does this work? How does Shemira work? You get it later, Lamafreya. We heard of that. But you get it later, Lamafreya, it's a person who's not alive later. I can pick up something now, be kind of Lamafreya. But if I'm not picking it, if the Makabal who died is not picking it up now, how does he get it, Lamafreya? From where Lamafreya is he getting it? Right. Kibbe can be served, so is not Ba'il. Tesis is not saying that it's besurin then to the Uber. That's not Tesis saying. Tesis is like besurin then to the. I think Tesis means to the father. That the Uber was not around. He can't be zeicher to an Uber, my friend. So it could go to the father, and then the day you wish to the children. The chap here is that it's a strange thing because the father is getting it at a time that he can't get it. He's getting it b'shas misas hashlevera, and the father's not around. So to say that a living person can get something and be kind in it's Tizla Mafreya, I can understand. But to say that he can get something and it's Tizla Mafreya, but he never actually was able to get it the Chayav, that's Kiddush, that's a tremendous Kiddush. That a person who never actually the person gets it only Lamafreya. Can understand? But when he gets something and Tizla Mafreya is one thing. But he gets it only Lamafreya, so that's a Kiddush. I don't say it can't be, that's like a Kiddush.
The only reason why
So it works for Mafreya. So who owned at what point does it work for Mafreya? Now, after Shemira dies, so the Yar should pick it up, or someone picks it up for them, and it becomes theirs for Mafreya. It can't be theirs for Mafreya. So you go on the Yomer. Maybe I'll go back to the
Mishle Bala. So
that's the Kiddush, that the father gets it, even though he never got it. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm glad this is at the end. I want to make sure everybody make sure you understand the kasha. Tomorrow, the Ketzais is a very interesting Ketzais. It's in Siman Kut Tzadik Hey, I believe. Kut Tzadik Hey. A very interesting, innovative way of explaining Tzaisvis. So, Mitzvah Shem will do that tomorrow.